Call this TIF committee meeting to order. Call the roll since John is absent.
We have Oliver's and Dave Livingston here, Kendall Miller.
Here.
Haley Ferry.
Here.
And then we also have Sally Clark, Brad Ward.
All right. We're here to discuss the TIF application from the blacksmith shop and the narrow gauge depot. And Phil Baldwin's here to discuss this, right? Is that what you're here for, Phil? You want to tell them what this is about?
We're putting gutters on both buildings. And on the narrow gauge depot, we're putting soffit and fascia on. Both have fairly new metal roofs. The reason we're putting gutters on, when they built these buildings, they didn't put a foundation in. They're only about that deep in the ground. And so the water runs off and right down the side of the building. They're both old soft brick buildings, and it penetrates pretty good. The brick deteriorates easily because of the fact that the mortar and the brick are both soft. So we'd like to get the water off the building. We're going to put snow guards on so we don't rip the gutters off.
Not supposed to, anyway.
That's the idea. Hopefully that works.
Hopefully, right.
Yeah. We are 501c3, not-for-profit. We live on donation.
Right.
We have spent an awful lot of money on the blacksmith shop. And the first thing we did was the brickwork. I think we spent $70,000 on just the brickwork.
Wow.
We put all new windows in. We're working on doors. We've got two in the front replaced, and one of the double doors in the back done. We'll do the other by spring and hang those. The new windows, did I say that? We aren't really bad at raising money, but we insure four buildings, liability for all the stuff that goes on. So our insurance premium is over $400 a month, and it's tough. It's really hard for us to make that. We don't make any real money. We sell a few books, we sell a few t-shirts, but we don't have any income stream that we can make. We're hoping this next year to have some product that we make in the blacksmith shop. They'll bring a little revenue in, but it isn't going to bring much. So, just about everything we can get as a donation ends up going for it. Our electric bill is next to nothing. But the insurance is a killer for us. It's ours to handle. That's why we're here.
Okay. Thank you, Phil. Anybody have any ideas on this?
The total they're asking is $13,508.15 was the estimate. That's for both buildings.
Mm-hmm. We have that amount of money in the TIF?
Yeah, we've got like between $50,000 and $60,000.
How much do we have in
between $50,000 and $60,000 is what we got left.
What option can we do it as? They got what, grants? What's the other option?
You can do the grant, you can do the,
low interest?
Yeah. I don't really know that stay open thing. I don't know if that would pertain since it's not business.
Yeah.
You know, the 5-year thing. So then the 1%, I mean.
Yeah, well, that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do now because we don't know if we're going to renew the TIP or not.
That's right.
The TIP goes out in '26.
Yeah. So pretty much just a grant.
You gave the VFW half of what they wanted.
Yeah.
VFW has a little better ability to repay, though.
Yeah, they got income.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make money. The other businesses we gave half to, too, but they in it for money, make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about something that's the history of Lewiston.
We're just preserving our built, the
right.
History of Lewiston, yeah,
yeah,
building.
That's how I see it.
It belongs to the people. That's the way I see it.
I mean, we don't want to lose any more of our buildings than we have to.
And we've been having the blacksmith shop open the 4th Saturday every month.
That's
we've done that all summer.
We probably won't do that this winter.
Probably, yeah, might have a little cold. If it comes spring, then well again.
Sit around that pop on the stove.
Fire that forge, that's the hottest place in town.
Yeah, you know, probably have a lot of people in there.
Yep.
Might be shoeing horses again before you know it.
So years ago, is that how they kept it warm? Was just...
Yeah,
the forge?
Pot belly stoves in there. And, the forges don't generate much heat. Most of that goes up the chimney. But it's brick. It holds heat for a little bit. But when it gets cold, it gets really cold.
Yeah. They hold the cold too, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do. They sure do.
Observers.
I don't even know if I am or not either.
You are.
Yep.
Kendall.
Brad thought there was going to be donuts.
I can't keep track. I think I'm on streets and Jimmy's running the street department. I can't keep track of who's who.
Cindy, you're going to have to set him straight.
I try.
Get him a notebook. Start writing things down.
I would recommend that the committee that we do the full amount as a grant. So that's my recommendation.
Is anyone else there?
That's what I'd say too. That's preserve the buildings, belongs to the people. It's tax money.
I mean, people volunteer their time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really nice museum.
Yeah, and they have no way to repay it back, so.
Well, that museum's cute.
Well, it's very
nice inside.
The next thing, the museum, we'd like heat.
Yeah.
We all have a heat in there.
Yeah. Okay.
So we can do the recommendation on
that. Yeah, you want a motion on that?
We
change the committee or?
Spotlow's here now, he can be the chairman.
Yeah, you making a motion?
I'll move that we give the full amount, $15,508.15 as a grant to the Historical Society for Preservation.
Boys.
Can you set me up?
No, you can.
Do we have to close the meeting?
Motion to close the meeting.
Close.
Second.
Good move. And please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You can remain standing for the prayer, Pastor Walmsley.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for all the good gifts that you provide us. And Father, we just thank you for this season that we're coming into. We're reminded that your Son gave his life for us. We thank you for the work that's going on around town and a reminder of your goodness to us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I want to be seated. Thanks everybody for coming. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
And Jim Long is absent. Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lathery.
Here. All right. Having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting, anyone have any corrections, questions, or additions? If none, if I can have a motion to accept the minutes, please.
I'm making a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second that motion.
Have a motion and a second to accept the meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Clerk's report, Cindy.
I don't think I have anything new tonight.
All right. Thank you. Treasurer's report. Debbie, do you have anything?
Treasurer's report,
nothing. All right. Everyone have a chance to look at the treasurer's report. Anyone have any questions? All right. No questions. Moving on. Attorney's report. Nathan Collins.
Just briefly, I've been working with Cindy to revise the paid time off section of the personnel policy to comply with the new paid time off for all employees act that was passed. It goes in effect the first of the year. We've also put together a platform for the public works employee to be contracted with and hired. So we'll be working through that draft and hopefully getting it polished up whenever Evan's ready to go.
Sounds good. Any questions of Nathan? All right, moving on. I see no engineer this evening. No engineer's report. Public comments and petitions. Does anyone from the public wish to address this council? Anyone? No? All right. Hearing no one, we'll move on. We move on to committee and committee reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
I have nothing to report this time.
Thank you, ma'am. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
Nothing to
report. Thank you, sir. Streets and alleys, Alderman David Livingston.
Since Evan appears not to be here, I'll fill everybody in. He's, the last group of people here sold the mowing tractor and the mower and all, and apparently never replaced it, so there's been a lot of rougher area that hasn't been mowed very well. And they make a mower that you can hook on the new mini excavator that we bought. And Evan has found one that was But anyway, he tried it out this week and he likes it. And I think it's going to be on the next agenda. If anybody wants to go look at it or talk to him about it, that's the only reason I brought it up. But
he said it worked really good. They used
It's a good, when you, the excavator's like an arm, so you can reach up a bank with this thing. and cut stuff off that bank, or you can come down here and cut along the roadway.
It cuts brush too, don't it?
Four inch.
Because he said they can use it all winter, getting stuff cleaned up.
Reaches over guardrails.
It's probably a really wise decision on Evan's behalf, as most things are. Evan's a pretty smart kid.
Is there a price tag on it?
I think it's $5,500, but we better not hold me to that for sure. He just talked to me about it today for a very brief amount of time. Do you think it's $5,500?
I don't think he told me. I didn't ask him.
I think it is. So that's all I got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, David. Police and ESDA, Alderman Bradward.
The only thing I have is, I'll give each councilman a copy. The chief Ford provided me with a copy of their activity for October and November. There's 72 incidents in October and 84 in November. So, but he's got a breakdown that I'll get to the Alderman after the meeting. I was over there fighting the copy machines.
Something okay. Malfunctioned right okay. At the end of the day right. Today.
All right. Thank you very much. Water.
The only thing I have is coming up later on, what we have with Clara.
Okay. All right. Alderman Long is sick this evening. We'll move on through utilities and publications, public buildings and grounds. We'll pass those. Tourism. Mr. Miller?
Tourism, I think that's coming up later, too, with the Christmas in the park.
All right. TIF. Alderman Spotlow.
Just what's on later on the agenda.
All right, thank you. Citizens Committee, is Amanda here?
No, but she sent me an email. She just needs to get the proposed budget from Keith Plavik, and then she's ready to send everything in for the water grant.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So,
good.
Getting close.
She's worked hard on that.
All right, thanks, Cindy. Christmas Committee, Mr. Kenny Hickey.
Well, we're in the final stretch. We got our trees up here. I think we bought, how many now, Cindy? 66 up, 67?
Up or sold?
We got up now.
Okay.
Like 67, and we've got 60.
Okay, well, I thought we had 65 bought the first time.
Yeah.
And then we got to go buy three more.
Okay. So we're getting close to 70.
That's great.
A little more than last year, so it seems to be going pretty good.
If we can just get all the businesses to get one too and put up there and buy one, we'll have it made.
But I can't get the businesses to buy a tree or be in the parade, so.
How much are the trees?
Hey.
The Rocket did buy one.
Yes, Billy did, yeah.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Well, I wasn't sure with the Rocket or you guys. Jack didn't tell me. Oh, no, I texted to find out, yeah.
And Bill was able to get his lasers and stuff going, so he was able to make the plaques this year, so that turned out good. I forget how many you said today, 19, 20 people for the parade?
I have like 23 now, 23. More since I talked to you.
And then for our side-by-side, we're probably up to six now, maybe?
I assume everybody's in the 1:30 parade will be in the nighttime too, so. Yeah.
So that sounds good.
Six, seven, eight, I don't know for sure.
Cindy, did you get the American Legion ladies in the parade?
Yes.
Okay.
And last year we had trouble with the FOP tree in front of the courthouse, kept falling over. We put cement blocks on it, we tied it, and we couldn't get it. Well, the FOP bought a stand for it, and I went and got some sandbags. Trouble is, the tree I picked out for the FOP, it kind of goes like this.
It's reaching for the stars.
So I want to get a different tree to put there. And I was telling Evan about it yesterday, and he thinks he might be able to do something with the Grinch in this tree.
Oh.
You know, make it look like maybe the Grinch is stealing the tree or something.
That would
you know?
Be cute.
So, and we're having another meeting, our last meeting, Wednesday or Thursday?
Tomorrow night.
Do the
Wednesday
candy.
Night, 6 o'clock at the visitors.
Yeah, to fill the candy bags.
Yeah.
And I got, Friday I picked up all the stuffed animals for Santa.
Good.
So we have 150 of them.
I got to tell everybody this because I was amazed. Guess who donates 150 stuffed animals? PetSmart. Of all places.
So we went to, first I stopped in Peoria and they only had 100. So then I went over to East Peoria and got another bag over there of 50. So.
Good.
We got all them.
They're all dog toys.
Is it PetSmart?
Yeah.
The PetSmart.
They're nice stuffed animals.
Yeah, they are. So they're cute.
That's always been my question.
That was nice
of
him to do that.
Yeah.
And Santa Claus has got your elf this year.
Yeah.
The elf
is the
fair.
Yeah,
the
elf
costume, so
it's a Fulton Fair County Fair Queen's going to be his helper.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that
would
be so cute.
Because she's going to be in the parade and then help him.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's, you know, free hot chocolate and hot dogs and cookies and s'mores and...
Cindy's been working on a route for us for the side-by-side. So we'll go further this year than we did last year. And
so
that's
he's put
okay
me in front.
We got
no pressure.
Dave bought me a great big star to put on the front of my side-by-side.
No pressure.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
So I don't know what else much more we can do other than we'll meet at what we stag 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
I think so.
And get everything hauled over to the church and parades at 1:30, start decorating at 2, about 5. Mr. Mayor, I hope, will be given his little countdown.
I think you should do it this year, Kenny. This whole thing was your idea a few years back.
You know, I appreciate that, but I'll be over at the courthouse getting ready for the parade.
I could do that.
Then you do just a fine job there.
What time is the side of the side?
6.
Looks like, I came through Cuba the other day. Looks like they're getting trees in their park. This thing's catching on.
Mm-hmm. We got 30, and is what they told me.
Something in Big Creek Park, too. I see their signs.
They have a light show.
Astoria has some up down there.
The South Fulton towns have had them for a while. That's where Kenny got his.
Yeah, we stole Table Grove's ideas. And that's when I started talking to them, I told them, that's what, we're going to steal your ideas. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. I liked the way they had it. And they was more than helpful with us, too.
Yeah. And then Cuba called me to see how we did it.
So. No, that's so nice, though.
Yeah.
And a young man doing that light show up in Big Creek Park works at Lynn Lane's. And a pretty smart young man. I know just about a week before the light show went on up there, he looked at me and said, none of the computers are working. None of this is working. So he
what was his name?
Figured out. His first name was Peyton, but I couldn't tell you his last name.
What was his first name?
Peyton.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it. Move on. Public Works report. I didn't see Evan. He's probably busy. All right. We'll move on to unfinished business. First on the agenda is the new programming fees with Aclara.
Yeah.
Discussion?
And I don't know of any changes since last meeting, so I haven't heard anybody say
anything.
Yeah, but to get our discount, we got to do this by the end of the year, you know.
I know. So we got squeezed 90 days into 30.
Our next meeting is the last one for this year.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hold out, but because we're just going to have to do it, I don't think we got any choice. I'm making a motion we do the Aclara thing. Get it over and done with.
The Aclara thing, huh?
Yeah, whatever it's called. I can't
Cindy,
remember.
Cindy, will you explain that for the record, what it is, please?
Okay. It's a one-time fee of $8,209.50. There will be an annual fee of $1,440. But this one-time fee right now is they're changing from to the cloud. And come April 30th, whatever last day, what we have now is going to shut down. So if we don't change and go to the cloud, then we don't have any way, the meters won't get read. We could go to each house and go inside and read every meter, but...
Do we have really much of a choice?
Not really.
No.
Yeah, we kind of talked about this in finance, too. Thought we was going to deal with this.
That's why we
don't have any other alternative.
We don't really
the thing is, with the cloud-based, if it should change again, there shouldn't be this big switchover.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that would be the only thing with that. It's, they will change again, you know that.
Yeah.
And they'll come back
the program might change.
They will, but...
You know, the cloud power.
The annual fee.
But there is an annual fee of
$1,440. That's added on what we pay already.
Yeah.
Something besides the $1,440?
Yeah, there's the one-time fee to go with it.
Yeah, we pay an annual fee already.
Yeah.
So this is another annual
fee?
It'll be added on what we pay already.
Switch over to this cloud-based system.
Okay.
And then $1,440 will be our annual.
Yeah.
This year it's $1,440.
Put in outside readers and pay a citizen of Lewistown to read them.
But hey, that's just craziness.
I'll second the motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Nay.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on. The tax levy ordinance, Cindy, what information do you have on that?
When they had the... finance meeting, they decided to do 0%, and we just had to approve it last time and then vote on it this time. So that means no increase.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, a motion to approve the tax levy in a second. Roll call vote, please.
Sally, did you second that?
Yes.
Right, okay. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
David Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. That tax levy ordinance is approved and passed. Moving on. Illinois County's Risk Management Trust Renewal, that's our insurance.
Yeah. And we had tabled it to discuss that sales tax. But I talked to him down there, and we went through the numbers and that, and he said we can do that anytime during the year. He didn't want to discourage it, but it's not like we're going to lose a whole lot if we don't do it. So he suggested maybe wait till the new Casey's comes in or something, you know, more bigger businesses to actually add the expense on the insurance.
Move to approve without the sales tax.
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve this without the sales tax insurance. Have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We'll move on to new business. We'll talk about closing West Lincoln for protection so the Pratts can work on a roof for the building week of December 4th. And I assume that's what Tara and Ron are here for. Would you like to talk to the board?
Yep. Well, we had tornado damage on the building in April, the building that we call the bridal shop, which is just here on the corner. It's 106 North Adams. And whole house roofing weathered us in and everything so that we wouldn't, you know, get any water damage inside any more than we already had. And so Monday, this coming Monday on the 4th, he was just wondering if we could close that street between
Jefferson and Adams.
Okay.
This is Adams, the next one's Jefferson.
Ratcliffe Apartments is what I was thinking. Ratcliffe Apartments and our building, so that he can he's going to tear off the whole roof, and he just wants to be real safe about not, you know, having anything fall on any cars or any people being there close when he's doing all of this tear off and everything and putting it back on with big machinery. So
it's basically 200 block Lincoln.
We can't block people out of that old Legion building, can we? What goes on in there?
They can park on the side.
Yeah.
I think still foot traffic can still get there from the other side, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
What, you know, what about the corner parking spaces on the square? What about those?
Yeah, right in front of the building.
Just, you know.
That building is built so that there's, I have, shall we say, never been up there, but there's about a 2 or 3 foot wall on both sides of it, and then in the front. And so he's just going to work off the side between us and Ratcliffe.
Oh, okay.
If you wouldn't care, I mean, we could maybe do that for extra safety, but I think he's going to be taking all the old roof off on the side of the building and then putting everything up on the side of the building, all the new stuff.
Well, they could maybe just shut the sidewalk off, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with that.
Just need to do it early before the courthouse traffic starts parking in there. Just sounds like a good idea to me. If someone wants to make a motion to do this,
I'll make a motion.
You make a motion to close.
Close West Lincoln for right there, the 200 block. And maybe barricade maybe on the sidewalk or something, you know, maybe a block on the sidewalk.
For the day of December 4th, or the week?
You need the whole week right here?
He was pretty sure he probably would.
Okay.
Okay, the week of December the 4th.
They would notify us if they got done early.
We could do that.
Okay.
Yep. Should I just communicate with Evan?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, and that way they can clean it up.
So if they just put the barricades up first thing Monday morning, that's okay? Or... they get here at 7.
Don't you think that would be fine?
I think so.
Yes.
We're gonna notify our renters, you know, not to park there, you know, after basically be gone from there on Sunday evening. And I would think that would be fine on Monday morning early.
Yeah, because they start at 7, so
okay.
I'll have them put out there.
Okay.
All right, so we have a motion to close that for up to 1 week, and they will get a hold of us if it's less time. We have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. I don't know why we did a roll call on that. It just came
That's
out.
That's okay. Habit.
It just came out.
It's a habit.
I was thinking something else, but I said what I said. All right, moving on. So we have want to discuss a fee for the visitor center. I don't know who put this on, but who wants to discuss this?
I put it on, but then I found out different. We can't charge rent, so I was just thinking of some way we, you know, just have enough money given where we could
maintenance fee or user fee.
Yeah, but then when found out we could not charge rent, so. I guess that's just...
I don't think it's rent, frankly. I mean, it's a fee to clean up. It's a fee to pay the power that's consumed. It's a fee to...
Yeah.
It's not rent.
But can we set a set price for that, then?
They never take possession of the property, right? They're just...
No.
Reserving a time there.
Right now, we do it on what? Donations?
Yeah, donations.
And have the donations always met the... I mean, have we gotten...
Are we having any problems with the cleanup?
That we can talk to Deb. She's the one that cleans.
No, nothing major.
Yeah. You know, like last week we had 300. You know, some months it's lower, some months it's higher. Depends on who uses it. So.
I have one thing to say. You do need to tell them that the dumpster does not go with the visitor center.
There's a sign in there, but not everybody reads it. Yeah.
Nobody reads it.
Yeah. Maybe we should put a dumpster over there.
Yeah.
It might be easier than, you know, put a dumpster over there.
Because I have a sheet that I hand out to them. you know, it says no confetti, no sparkles.
Yeah.
Do they read that after they sign it? No.
You get confetti and sparkles.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'd be all right if we had an extensive cleanup, if we had some way to set up a fee that if we ran into that problem, but...
I do think one thing I'm going to do is start doing a deposit on the key, because, you know, at one point I had 6 or 7, and I'm down to 1, but some people have them, you know, because they use them all the time. But I do think, is that okay, Nathan, you think?
Yeah,
because as soon as they bring the key back, then I'll give them.
Yeah, like I say, when you're supplying the paper towels, the toilet paper, the water, I mean, I'm guessing some people in there are using the stove,
mm-hmm.
and the appliances. You know, it's not just a in and out deal. There's costs involved, and I don't think we can necessarily give that away at the same time. So,
but I do think if I do a charge a deposit on the key, they'll bring it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
So.
That sounds like a good idea to get your keys back.
Well, I don't,
yeah.
you know, I don't think we're in it to make money, but I think, you know, just so it covers our expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like to me maybe we already are with donations, but I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I see it as a public building. You're going to charge the public so the public doesn't have to pay for it.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way I see it. It's just a... something added thing for people to do, but
the public indirectly is paying for it right
right
now.
right I mean, but you know,
yeah.
we're going to charge the people for use of the people's building so the people don't have to pay for it. I mean, I've seen dogs chase their tails before, but that's my opinion. If it's not broke, why fix it? But maybe it's broke. I don't know.
I don't think it is either.
Maybe we'll just not do it.
Okay, any more discussion? All right, we're going to move on. We have a tip application for the Historical Society. Chairman Spotlow is the chairman of the TIF committee. Phil Baldwin was here earlier. John, what do you
have? It's for the narrow gauge depot and for the blacksmith shop to do some soffit and some gutter work. It's a recommendation of the committee to give it. The entire amount to them as a grant in their historical buildings in the city. Total amount $13,508.15. Recommendation that, so we need a motion and all that to approve it.
I move that we submit a grant from TIF for $13,508.15 for the preservation for Historical Society.
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on, last item on the new business is hiring a full-time police officer.
The chief has an applicant, Caden Brooks. The academy starts in January, but he has to go down in the first part of December and take the power test in order to get into the academy. So I make the motion that we hire Caden Brooks with a January 2nd he goes down there?
7th.
January 7th, start date.
Okay.
When
does he have to take the power test?
In December. He has to go December 5th. December 5th to take the power test.
With the stipulation that if he doesn't pass the power test, he's not employed, or?
Correct.
Yes, it is a requirement from you.
Right, I'm just wondering.
And he knows, he understands that too.
Right.
He has to
pass
the power test December 5th.
Has he been informed he has to stay here a certain length of time?
That'll be the contract that he'll have to sign to get a contract drawn up.
Are we going to do something different this time, like Nathan suggested on the street department person? Can we do that with the police?
I think the contract I have now is 2 years.
Right, but the,
2 or 3.
The contract that I would be talking about would be a different approach, like we talked about the last meeting with the public works employee, we have the officer sign a public, or a promissory note in the amount of whatever PTI costs, whatever expenses we have involved. Now, the unique thing about a police officer, to my understanding, is we pay them to go through training. So we pay them a wage as well as their training costs. So I don't know how you guys want to design this, but the bottom line is with the promissory note, we would basically be loaning them the money, in effect. But as each pay period rolled through, we would be forgiving a certain amount of that loan. So if they work for 3 years, that's what we want. If we want it for 2 years or whatever, we would basically forgive and amortize the amounts. Bi-weekly pay periods for you guys as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So 26 amounts per year, basically over however many years we want to do this, but we would divide the total cost of the PTI. I'm sorry if I'm getting convoluted here. It's 2 years, 52. Okay, so we take the cost of PTI, we divide it by 52, and we forgive that amount every time you get a paycheck.
Okay. Okay. My next thing, because the state's been reimbursing us for the PTI.
Okay.
So would we just do the wages then?
Yeah.
Or wages or the coverage or whatever.
How much is this?
Are they fully reimbursing?
They did the last time.
Yes, the state does reimburse for the academy.
Okay. I'm still working on that last one.
How much is this guy hired in at?
So if the state reimburses the amount, when do they do that? In relation to when he would graduate from
Gosh, how long did it take that last time? It was 2 or 3 months.
The time after the graduation.
Yeah, it was 2 or 3 months after.
Months, or are we talking 3 years? 3 months? So if that was the case, then you guys would basically call the loan paid at that point. So you'd want an employment contract to survive that.
Well, we'd still have the salary we paid him.
Yeah, we had a salary. I mean, because we did have one that left the week after he graduated.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy to put the numbers wherever we need them to be to make this make sense as far as the promissory note goes, but I really feel like that's the right way to do this as far as the forgiveness with each pay period. That protects the city's interests as well as creates a obligation on whoever we're hiring to repay that outside of just the employment contract we've been utilizing. So.
And you take so much an hour from that employee?
Yeah, you figure out what it would cost. And I mean, we know PTI is a set period of time, right? It's 15 weeks? 16 weeks. So we'd be 8 pay periods. We'd know exactly what he's going to get paid during that time if we're paying him 40 hours a week to be a PTI. So we could quantify that, put it in the promissory note, and it'd be good. And we'd do that along with the PTI with the understanding that if the state reimbursed us for that,
then that's,
that would be gone.
Okay.
So we will know at any point in time he leaves within whatever period of time you guys decide he needs to stay here to pay this back, what exactly he owes.
All right, well, that sounds like something we can discuss in committee. And
she's got the promissory note for the public works director too, if you guys want to review that. So
and we could do a police committee meeting before the next council meeting, but we need to get this approval for it to be down there for the 5th.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, I know what you're saying.
Right.
But we can have that signed by January before he goes to the academy. That way, no surprises.
And when school start? January 2nd?
7th.
January 7th. Okay.
Okay. So, did you make a motion, Brad?
Yes.
We have a motion on the floor to hire a full-time police officer. Do we have a second?
A second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
David Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
How many full-time police officers would that make for this one? That'll get us back to 3.
We have nothing else under new business. Everyone have a chance to look at the bills. Anyone have any questions, comments on the bills?
I move all bills promptly endorsed be paid.
Second.
Motion second. Roll call vote to pay the bills, please.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Alderperson Sidecar. Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on, we do not need a closed session. We do not need a closed session. We have no further business.
I move to adjourn.
All right, this meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.